Thank you, Chairman Hutchinson, Chairman Dillon, and fellow members of the committee. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many employees were forced to work from home, regardless of where their employer was located. The Wolf Administration and the Department of Revenue issued temporary guidance related to telecommuting and its impact on tax implications. The guidance was critical to allow many of the hardworking people that I represent to continue to remain employed and collect a paycheck during the pandemic. I'm sure for members of this committee who represent constituents who work out of state that this guidance was also incredibly beneficial. Since that policy expired on June 30th of last year, I've heard from many of my constituents who work for employers south of the Mason-Dixon line down in Maryland. And their employer offers a hybrid work environment where the employees are required to be in the office a few days a week. However, they have the option to work from home for the remainder of the work week. For the employees who live and work in Maryland, this is not an issue. However, for the people that I represent who work in Pennsylvania, or who, I beg your pardon, who work in Maryland and live in Pennsylvania, it is an issue. So to that end, Senate Bill 1315 seeks to codify the temporary rules implemented by this administration and the Department of Revenue to allow these employees to work from home for less than half the year so that they do not trigger Nexus. Under the current law, these employees, should they work from home, would trigger Nexus for these companies, and their employers would be forced to pay the corporate net income tax in Pennsylvania. These employers invested heavily in the ability for employees to telecommute, and forecasting the future of telework, I believe that it's only going to grow in popularity. We have had the opportunity to get ahead of the curve with Senate Bill 1315. We could be a leader in attracting employees to live in Pennsylvania as we move on from the pandemic. So I am pleased that this legislation has support of the Council of State Taxation. And in its letter of support, the Council stated, and I quote, "This abrupt reversion to prior law is inconsistent with changes to the workforce that have been adopted by many businesses since the COVID-19 pandemic to facilitate workers, including Pennsylvania residents, that want to work remotely for part of the work week." Senate Bill 1315 addresses these new realities, which did not end on June 30th of 2021, by providing greater flexibility and opportunity for Pennsylvanians that want to take advantage of flexible work structures that do not require them to commute to their out-of-state employer's office every day. And I think that's why we have bipartisan support for this measure, because of the opportunity that this bill will provide for Pennsylvanians in a post-pandemic world. Again, thank you, Chairman Hutchinson, Chairman Dillon, members of the committee, for your consideration of Senate Bill 1315.